don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, April 21st, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Hopefully you had a blessed and holy Easter weekend, Good Friday, went to service online, actually, saw Pastor Craig down at New Hope in Williamsburg, and his fellow pastors put on a great Good Friday explanation about the death of Jesus. Then Holy Saturday, attended a couple other events online, and then Holy Day, Happy Resurrection Day Sunday. Easter Sunday was phenomenal. Started off with the Flatline with Rick Hughes. I'm sure many of you possibly tuned in to him as well, 7:30 to 8. Then we watched Easter Sunday services from New Hope at 8 o'clock. Watched that until 9. Then we carried church services live from Pastor Chatfield's church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. That was from 11 to noon. And then Calvary Chapel down in Virginia. That was online at noon to 1 o'clock. Then we went and had a really nice Easter early dinner, I guess is what we'd call it. Was down in Traverse City area, came back and watched the Tigers lose a close one. But it was a great weekend. Totally enjoyed all of those church services. And hopefully you had an opportunity to share Easter story with your family as well. And hopefully everything was blessed and you feel rejuvenated this Monday like we do. Going into our work week, we've got a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to check in with Lansing, see what they did on Friday before leaving for the Easter weekend. We're going to be talking with Missy in the second half hour of hour number two next hour. And we've got some stories lined up from Washington, D.C. to bring it home, wrap it up in the third hour. So we're very excited. Glad you guys are with us. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please send me your comments about the show directly to that number. Please, no videos, no long stories, just your comments during the show. If you want to send me something later after the show, that's fine. But please, no videos or long stories during the show. Don't have the time to get to them in the breaks, and greatly appreciate if you do that for me. One of the other things we're really excited about is you guys are helping us. You're responding. I've gotten some reports of people saving a ton of money with Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow.com. We have until the end of the month here to pick it up. We only have 9 days left. So if you haven't placed your order yet, please text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the website, MyPillow.com, with the promo code TruckerRandy, all one word, no space, as well as the 800 TruckerRandy operator standing by to take your order on the phone as opposed to online on the computer and get you guys some great deals. 40, 50, 60, 70% off, free shipping included. Just text me MP for my pillow and I'll send you that information. Got a couple stories going here in the next segment in Lansing. I'm Trucker Randy. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Officer Rick reporting in for duty today. Simple Radio app is loud and clear from Genesee County. He's at the school today acting as a school cop. He says, hey, I have a new listener for your radio station. I showed the Simple Radio app to my coworker. He's our canine handler. He takes care of the police dogs. He said he loves the music that WCHY plays. he's a conservative too, and maybe he'll become a loyal listener as well. So thank you, Rick. Greatly appreciate it. You know, really, folks, that's all it's about is word of mouth. That's why we're still sending out the Rear Window stickers and the Doge stickers. If you haven't gotten yours on your vehicles yet in the 97.7 FM listening area, just text me your first name, your last name, your mailing address, and how many stickers you can put on vehicles for us, and we'll mail them out to you. We're down, I think, below 40. We bought 1,000. We're down to 40 left. So if you haven't gotten yours yet, please text me. Again, stickers, your first and last name, address, and how many vehicles you have, and we'll get them mailed out to you today. I'm going to be going to the post office actually this afternoon. So listeners up in Newberry, they texted me. They're looking for quite a few, so we're going to get those in the mail to them today, and greatly appreciate it if you would do the same thing. Yeah, we sent out a ton of text messages Sunday, wishing everybody happy Resurrection Day. He has risen. Got a really cool gift with some moving water on it. If you haven't gotten that one yet, text me. Let's just do Easter. Text me Easter. I'll put the folder in the phone for that, and it'll auto send you that gift for you to use next Easter. So you can put it in your phone, save it. Actually, look at it every once in a while. It's a really cool, big, large cross in front of a sunset over a lake. He is risen at the top. Happy Resurrection Day. So text me Easter, and I'll send you that gift as well. Kind of interesting story happening out of Lansing. One of the things I think they can perhaps talk about is things that nobody's really following, nobody's paying close attention. But the quote of the day that came out on Friday was kind of interesting, caught my eye. Republican Jerry Nadler of Shepherd: people are going to be stuck in the grocery store asking, what came first, the chicken, the egg, or the test tube? Talking about meat products potentially at the grocery store. Well, which one of these meat products were actually farmed, raised from an animal, and what meat product was lab grown? Test tube meats potentially coming to the state of Michigan. You know, this is amazing to me. This is absolutely amazing. One of the biggest agricultural states in the country, producing more fantastic beef here in our state, pork, chickens, all the things that we raise. And they're actually talking about this down in Lansing. Well, believe this or not, it's one of those kind of stories. Lab-grown meat would need to be clearly labeled to prevent any confusion between it and farm meat that comes from biological animals in a grocery store. Under legislation sponsored by the chair of the House Agricultural Committee, Jerry Nadler, lab-grown meat has been approved for human consumption in the United States for almost 2 years, and goes by names like cultivated, cultured, or lab-grown meat. The process of creating it involves using stem cells from biological animals such as a cow, feeding them nutrients, putting them into bioreactors, also known as cultivators, where the structure is changed to emulate, act like, copy the actual meat that comes off of these animals. It's different than plant-based meat, which is created with plant proteins and is already readily available for purchase in grocery stores. Lab-grown meat is a new growing industry and is attractive because it has significantly smaller environmental impact and doesn't involve slaughtering animals. However, since its development and investment in the United States, the fact that it's new, it's expensive, and not widely available. But if that changes and it becomes a popular, easy, accessible product, Nayer would like to have it clearly labeled as having been cultivated or cultured to protect the agriculture industry and allow consumers to make informed choices about what they're buying and what they're feeding their families. If these lab-grown products hit the shelves right next to the meat that used to moo or cluck, folks will end up buying chicken they thought was raised on a farm instead of cooked up by some guy named Walt in a lab in New Mexico, Nayer said in his press release. His bill, House Bill 4076, was up for discussion in Thursday's House Agricultural Committee. This is okay. Nayer went on to say, the only way real farm-raised products and lab-grown products can exist simultaneously is with clear labeling requirements. Without them, people are going to be stuck in the grocery store again asking, what came first, the chicken, the egg, or the test tube? Is this really a thing? Obviously it is, because here we have the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee putting forward a bill, having committee hearings, discussions about it. So evidently, he's looking for this to go through the House floor, passed probably with the majority Republican majority there, sent to the Senate. Perhaps they can get bipartisan support in the Senate, sent to the governor, and signed into law. Okay. But here's the problem. And the thing of it is that I don't really feel we have to fully grasp here. Technology has been around forever for all kinds of things, whether it's automobiles, whether it's new forms of energy. All of this boils down to the consumer. And this is what I guess basically his bill is all about, informing the consumer to make sure that they can make wise choices. I get that. But what is the price? How will this compete in the open market? I find it almost unlikely that these types of meat, if that's what you want to call it, can be raised in a test tube, in a lab, and be affordable once it gets to the market. That's number one. And I guess with his labeling clearly designating this as being a lab-grown product, cultured, cultivated, whatever the heck you want to call it, I can't believe it's going to, number one, look like an actual butchered animal, number one. Number two, who's going to buy it? Would you guys even consider buying a lab-grown meat product? I'm not going to. Just like electric vehicles, never going to own one. You can lower the price on them. You can give them tax credits. You can do whatever you want. Never going to own an electric vehicle in my life. Just like I'm not going to buy and consume lab-grown meat. Oh, man. And basically, just because they don't want the animals raised on a farm, they don't want them being slaughtered. Greenhouse gases. You know how the beef industry is getting blamed for producing the most greenhouse gases now, to the point where it actually is exceeding automobiles' exhaust. I saw a story, I think it was last week or the week before, I was going to talk about it on the show, never got to it. Some Sierra Club or some environmentalist group out there did a study. And now they're claiming that cows are producing more greenhouse gases than our automobiles. Mostly because of catalytic converters and other devices that we have on our vehicles. Well, cows are producing more greenhouse gases. So that's next on the environmentalist list. Let's stop consuming cows. Yeah, sorry, not going to happen. I love my ribeye steaks. Not going to do it, not going to do it. Love my bacon. Yeah, not going to stop eating pork. And chicken breasts, sorry, absolutely love my chicken breasts. Not going to stop eating chicken either. So we'll see where this goes, but it is a bill, believe it or not. We're going to have a vote on it. I'll keep following the story and let you know how it goes. Want to remind you, you can get an upcoming event, only $25 to attend this four-hour discussion. Patrick Kobeck, Tim Vitter, and another gentleman will be down in West Branch. This is coming up on Saturday, May the 3rd. So you guys definitely want to text me this one. Election Integrity, EI. This is going to be a taco luncheon put on by the Ogama County Republican Party. Chairman Christine Detroyer, she is the chair of that county party. Text me EI for Election Integrity. Vicki and I are coming to this event. It's going to be 4 hours on Saturday, May 3rd at the Knights of Columbus Hall, located at 601 Columbus Drive. If you're coming from the north, you'll exit number 215 off of I-75. If you're coming up from the south, you'll exit 212. It's going to be a great 4 hours of information about election integrity, what's been happening with these lawsuits, what we're doing to hold these machines accountable, working with our local township clerks, county clerks, and holding Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, accountable. Pat Kobeck's going to give us an update. Going to be great. Patrick Kobeck, Tim Vitter, Fani Mantravati. Text me EI. I'll send you the flyer. You can go online to AgamaRepublicans.com to get your tickets or give Christine a call. 989-329-3422. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable.